Anything all else?
Right. Let me try an investigation. 20.
Nice.
All right. I'm actually going to count that as an Arcana roll for you, just for your sake. Because investigation...
Because you simpletons need some help.
...would not have turned up anything. As you're sort of poking around, like, in the room, you remember something that you learned in wizard school or wherever you went to learn wizardry. And it's something about how the undead, and especially ghosts, tend to get stuck in ruts like this, where they will just sort of be reliving their past few... Like, their past. Mm-hmm. And especially ghosts who are stuck in a place for a long time with no one to interact with will get stuck like this.
Okay.
So because this is so cut off and without anyone to interact with, they've done that. Something else that you just know, with comprehend languages, you can also speak that language for a while.
Okay. Hey, I say hi in old elven.
The grandma elves look up.
Oh no.
At you. And they say, "Oh, hello, dearie. Oh, welcome. Oh, it's been so long since our grandson has come to visit."
Oh, they're so old.
Oh, wait, was their grandson a half demon?
They seem to be confused.
You just fit the bill.
All right.
Why don't you visit more?
Oh, yeah. Why?
It's so far away. Sorry.
That's all right. Grandma understands.
I'll tell you what to say. You gotta go. I know. I'm really sorry, but I just stopped by because I left something in that room, but the door's locked.
What he said.
Oh dear. Where was the key? I think that. Oh goodness. I think Dolores had it, didn't she? But she never got risen as a ghost. She just stayed on that dais. I don't know how to pronounce it either.
I told you.
I swore that it was hers. I don't know what the password to that door is, though. I forgot the riddle. Because we can just, like, pass through walls.
No, we're looking for a key.
Well, I don't know. You could ask her.
She was
around, but she's not a ghost.
Man, I really should have stayed in necromancy school much longer.
So something you all probably realize is that these three are almost certainly the three who were in that sort of lower crypt room.
Oh. So this is a little awkward. Let's not mention that.
Oh, they know they're dead, I'm sure.
Yeah. You guys looked really good over there.
I mean, they're dead, but like, how would you feel if you were a ghost and someone just went like rummaging through your tomb?
Oh, Grandma understands.
Yeah, I mean, they're old, so they probably understand.
I don't like hate this. Let's go find that key.
Yeah, is there anything?
Wait, it's been so long. Could we come with you?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
For sure. Wink.
All right. So.
Wink. Never mind. I don't want to go down that. No, stop. I don't want to talk about that.
I thought you had ulterior motives.
Vincent.
You are an utterly revolting individual, Tyra.
Vincent, because you are able to speak to them, they choose you. Could you roll a wisdom save?
Oh, God, please work.
Hey. You're rolling a lot of fours tonight.
Six? Yeah. First bonus.
Okay. So all three of the ghosts seem to possess your body.
Whoa.
They all just flow into you and they start
why me?
Whispering words of encouragement.
Aww.
And I would like you to add this flaw to your character, which is what possession does.
Wait, where do I write it?
Features, what are you adding?
Flaw.
You are adding a flaw to yourself, which is what possession does. And this flaw is, I am overconfident in my abilities as a hero, which is very interesting for Vincent.
This is going to end very poorly for me.
Constantly, it seems like these ghost grandmas are giving you support and positivity, and it's actually quite nice. But also...
I am filled with motivation.
You are potentially too motivated.
Oh, God.
I am going to fight everything.
This is so out of character. It's scary.
Tyra, hit me. Mother... You just actually hit me.
We just all start beating the crap out of him.
Let's all punch Vincent.
Oh dear, that's not nice.
Says a voice inside of Vincent's head.
You should punch them back, Vincent.
Wait, can we take away life points from each other or health points?
I mean, you can if you really want to.
Do you want to just destroy ourselves?
Yeah, if you really want to, like, all die in here, Jelfrey's going to come back and it's just going to be like...
a murder scene.
Where is everyone?
All right, what should we do now, do you think?
You've got the grandmas.
Well, am I cool. Autonomous?
Yeah, you're autonomous.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like...
Go back to the dais.
They've possessed you and given you a flaw, but that doesn't mean that you're not still yourself. You're just yourself slightly differently.
All right. Hey, back to the dais. Oh, quick question. Do I know that there are three names?
Yeah, so it's Mildred.
Mildred?
Genevieve.
Okay.
And Betty.
The most grandma names possible.
You didn't think I'd ask that question, huh?
Well, I knew one of them would be named after Betty White.
That's okay. Your inspiration for old people.
Okay, we go back to the dais.
All right, you're back at the dais, and they say, oh, it's so sad that... What did I say her name was? No, my memory's not what it used to be. What?
Neither is ours, apparently.
This is why we record this. It's so sad that... what's another old lady name?
Selma.
So sad that poor Selma never got raised as a ghost. I'm sure she'd know where the key was.
What do you mean, never got raised?
She never came back as a ghost like us three did.
Is that just by chance?
No, I don't... I mean, I don't know much about how ghosts come about.
How did she, like, because I'm like, I have a proficiency in necromancy, I believe.
Or
conjuration.
You have a proficiency in knowing about magic. You're a wizard. You spent time
necromancy
studying.
Necromancy included,
but it's not your specialization.
Okay. How did they die, or how did she die exactly?
Old age. We've already been over this.
Most of them died of old age, except for, I think, Betty.
Mm. Oh, yeah, sword.
Sword.
Well, like, what happened before she died?
That is almost impossible to tell with just a body.
Well, I'm asking the ghosts.
Oh, the ghosts? We all died at around the same time. We haunted each other for a bit.
Each other.
There was a lot of haunting going on at our house.
Any fun pranks?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of fun pranks. I was a poltergeist for a while.
Yeah. Nice.
I like that all three of them are completely interchangeable. Like, all three of these old woman elves, I have not differentiated them at all. But
yeah, me too.
They're basically one character. But
all right. Pete,
I was a poltergeist for a while. I threw a sword at Betty. Oh, Betty, you remember that? And Betty's like... I remember.
It's the last thing I remember.
That was a very funny prank, Genevieve.
I was trying to go to the bathroom.
Ooh, made it worse.
Why did I keep that sword in
Are
there?
We at the dais yet?
Yeah.
We've been here for like 20 minutes just goofing around.
Betty, Mildred, do you notice anything about Selma?
I assume that Vincent is speaking for
Vincent.
Them.
Vincent! Yeah. Do Betty and Selma and the other one notice anything about Selma?
I don't know. Not much to notice. I guess it's a shame.
Oh, wait. I never did what I was originally going to do. I was going to search, like, my magic knowledge about, like, if there's anything, like, that would prevent and people from, like, coming back as ghosts.
Yeah, roll for it.
Okay, 18.
What would generally prevent people from coming back as a ghost? Probably not getting a proper burial. Their soul is sort of trapped within their body.
Oh.
Pick her body up. Let's go put her in that coffin.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Never mind. Sorry.
All right. Okay, let's... Yeah.
Rathew, without even sharing that information, Rathew just tells...
Just grab her body and run through the room and jump down the slide, like, using her as, like, a...
I am...
Like a toboggan. So yeah.
Oh, my God. This is so disrespectful. Her soul might just be trapped within her body anyway. No, that's fine.
And I pick her up.
Vincent is just like, even though he's confident, he's like just mortified because he's like hearing all of them at once.
All the grannies are like, oh my gosh, it's that rat man has stolen.
And I pick her back up at the bottom of
stolen
the slide.
Stolen Selma.
And I kick open the previously closed coffin that is empty on the first one we opened.
Yep. And slams
great
her down into
that
the
I
coffin.
Just said there. No, and I lay her in gently and I close the lid and I whisper a little, may God rest your soul. And
yeah, that's good enough for that is actually good enough for ghost creation.
Great.
And the ghost of Selma rises from the grave and she looks at you.
I'm imagining she's like T-posing, just like rising up. This is the most morbid Legend of Zelda puzzle ever.
And Selma looks at you, Rathew, and she gives you a silent nod. And what she does is she sort of points to a loose brick nearby in the wall.
Okay, I go over and I reach up really, really high for me.
For you.
So yeah, four feet.
Kind of wiggle the brick back and forth and it comes out.
It comes out. Behind that, a key.
Oh, right. Yeah.
How convenient.
It is convenient.
You grab that key, Vincent. It's a little out of my reach.
Yeah. Here you go, buddy.
Thank you. Okay, let's all roll to get back up that slide again, I guess.
Well, we have the rope now.
Oh, right.
Vincent, so you have actually met the requirements to exorcise the ghost from your body.
Oh, thank God.
So you don't have to be overconfident anymore. Not that you particularly were. Didn't get much of a chance because you
I
guys have been just like killing the puzzles
in
here.
You're telling me. A little bit impulsive, don't you think?
You guys have been killing the puzzles in here. The ghosts like exit... Exit your body, and they're like,
here.
"Oh, Selma! Oh, let's all talk to Selma. Let's go back to our sitting room."
I think Vincent is
kind of
like shaking
up
like,
through the ceiling,
unnerving.
Yeah, it was weird to have grandmas in your mind telling you really nice things
and cookie recipes.
Yeah, you learned a new cookie recipe. Congratulations.
The secret is cold butter.
The secret is warm butter.
Like, oh,
they were contradicting each other
in the middle of the cake.
They were contradicting each other. It was actually kind of confusing.
Just a mess.
It was just a mess.
I may have a good and or bad recipe for when we get back.
Cool.
Guys did not put a kitchen into the guild.
I just assumed we had one.
Yeah, I did too.
Where am I making my un-brand affiliated sausages?
Where am I making my drinks?
That's a good question.
We have a wet bar.
You might have to renovate a little further and get a good kitchen in. Mm.
Okay.
You've been going down to the rec center.
There's these dudes that are dressed really inappropriate. Hey, Lita, keep trying to flirt with us. Hey, we really need a kitchen.
Are you talking about like?
Yeah.
Are you talking
about the rec
people? Like YMCA?
Yeah, I don't know if this is in or out.
Are you making a comment on the rec center?
No, I'm making a comment about the 80s and the village people.
Oh.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I got a reference. I've done it. We can end the episode now. We can end the episode now. I got a reference.
Okay.
Anyway, so you now have a key.
All right.
Gosh, guys, what do we do with this?
Do you want to just toss it around?
You just play hacky sack with it.
You lose the key down
like
a grate.
All right, guys, come on. Let's go open the door.
All right, let's do it.
All right. The door creaks open, and you see beyond, atop a pile of gold, a pristine wooden chest with mountains of gold and gems lying beside it. And in the center of the room lies the unconscious body of a sturdy-looking half-orc, Denthal. All
right.
Denthal!
Let's wake him up.
All right. Who goes over to him?
Me.
Rathew.
Rathew. Denthal is unconscious and on the ground.
Smack him.
Smack him first.
Roll the four. He does not wake up.
It's like
you give
tiny
him a
little...
little
rat slaps.
He's good and unconscious.
Okay.
He appears to have sort of what looks like acid burns on his body.
Not my work.
I walk over and poke at them a little bit, then I go, ew, and then...
We roll medicine.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to roll medicine again.
For those at home, his dice fell on the floor.
Nine.
You do your best to make sure he's stabilized, but he probably needs like proper medical attention soon.
Sorry, I'm trying to see if he's covered in slime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely covered in slime.
Okay.
That you don't have to guess about that.
Oh.
You don't even have to roll for that, because, like, you go down to, like, touch him and, like, make sure he's not dead.
He's been slimed.
He's been slimed.
Okay.
It's like a Nickelodeon special in here.
One of us, I guess I can pick him up and start carrying him if you want.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
You do that. I'm going to check out this pile of gems.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a...
Oh, that's right. Well, save some for me, though.
Yeah. I'm a... Stuff a little bit in my pockets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who wants to roll initiative?
Me.
I think everyone does, honestly.
Yeah.
4.
Wrath, you got a 4?
9. Or wait, 6.
Tyra nat 20.
Ah! All right. I'll go second.
Wasting 21. Nat 20. So 21. And okay, so what happens as you sort of kneel down to scoop up the coins and gems, they begin to rumble and rise up, and you realize a little bit too late that you may have been suspecting a mimic before. What you found here are a lot of very small mimics as well.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses?
So the coins rise
or
up.
Or millions of little metal
or
pieces.
Or millions of tiny quarters.
The golden coins rise up into a sort of amorphous form of dozens, hundreds of gold coins.
Oh.
And
oh my God.
Yeah, they slap at Vincent
and
Raphu.
He's got the same powers as the dude from Spider-Man 3.
Sandman?
Sandman. But with money?
Yeah.
I mean, potentially.
Money Man?
I'll go with that.
Money Man.
Okay.
Money.
Except for it's a bunch of little tiny mimics who are in a swarm.
Ah, okay, got it.
And you can't dive into them. You will just destroy your body.
So let's see what they do. So, Vincent, because you rolled pretty well on your...
I'll say.
It rolled quite well, actually, on your initiative check. You manage to sort of dodge out of the way before this swarm of coin mimics slams down upon you. But Raphu just got down on his knees and started trying to scoop stuff up. And he found himself just completely overrun by a bunch of coins covering his body.
I just get washed away.
Yeah, luckily enough, they roll poorly and you do just get kind of washed away from them. But you see, like, one of the coins you pick up has, like, little tiny teeth, and it tries to bite you.
Ugh.
And there are, like, hundreds of thousands of them.
Ooh, bummer.
Hey, grannies.
And that brings us to Vincent.
Cool.
The grannies have left you.
Are we in combat?
Oh, convenient.
We're in combat.
Okay. Great.
Okay. I'm going to cast web on the monster's feet.
Does not really have feet. It is
it's
a swarm.
Just kind of like a blob. Okay. Imagine muck.
Okay.
Imagine like a lot of bugs, but it's coin.
Imagine
you know
the dude
that,
from Spider-Man 3.
Actually, you know that scene from Harry Potter? Like the Deathly Hallows where like all the stuff
oh,
is multiplying?
Oh, where they're in Bellatrix Lestrange's vault and they touch something and it pops into two and then,
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And they're getting you're getting like overwhelmed by
hot,
this tide of coins.
But they don't turn like burning hot?
Wait.
No.
Okay.
Wait, does...
They do bite.
But they do bite.
I have an idea. Does grease only work on the ground?
No.
I cast grease. I want to make them all really slippery.
Okay. The coins.
I feel like that's just going to make it harder to fight them.
Poor damn.
That might work against us, actually.
I mean, maybe. You shouldn't have to roll anything. So Vincent does some magic words, and all the coins sort of get all slippery. And they can't grasp onto one another very well anymore, so they kind of fall apart as a pile. They're still kind of in a form, but they are in a much weaker form. Mm. There's strength in numbers, and they don't exactly have that anymore.
Okay.
That brings us to Tyra. Tyra, you are up. A tide of coins is threatening to swallow Vincent and Raphu.
Okay. But I have dentinol? Dethnol?
Dentine?
Denthol.
Don't say dentine. Stop.
Who is a dentine? No.
A class action lawsuit.
So
a cease and desist? Question mark.
A DMCA takedown.
This is for educational purposes only. I kind of want to get rid of him a little bit. Can I climb up the slide and then come back down?
The slide was into like a completely separate room.
We're in a different room. Okay.
You're in a different room.
Then, toss him into the next room.
Yeah, I'll just like go outside really quick and just toss him out.
All right.
Or well, gently place him down.
You set him next to the statues.
Cool. And then do I still have a turn?
You wasted your movement, but you're within range.
Okay. I have the sword.
The sword!
Yeah.
Throw the sword!
Take one of the coins out.
Do what Genevieve did.
Just one.
Should I throw it, or should I just, like, keep it for, like, swiping?
I feel like, as, like, an individual who is trained in combat, you realize that throwing a sword is not actually that effective.
Okay, great. But I'm still in range, though?
Yeah. You're still within range, like, for your ranged weapons.
All right, I'll use the mysterious sword, then, and I'll just attack with it.
For your ranged weapons.
So you have a war whip. I have darts. All I have are darts. I'll throw a dart then.
All right. You throw a dart at these coin mimics. Okay. Go for it.
18.
That is a hit.
Nice. Oh, and then is it a d10 or a
d12? It'll be a d4 for darts. D4.
Okay.
But you can throw two of them.
Four.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, and then
add your dex modifier.
Oh, right. Dex would be...
You can tell it's educational because there's math.
3.
Okay.
You can tell it's not because we're all stupid.
4, 3, so 7 plus 6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is 13. I know math.
Nice.
All right, yeah. You throw two darts in quick succession, and each of them, like, pierces several coins at the same time. Like, it's actually really cool, and they get pinned against the back wall.
Are they bleeding, or is it just, like, are they completely metallic?
Mimics are weird. They don't really have blood, but, like, because these mimics are actually quite small, they're just in a swarm. Essentially, what you're doing is you're whittling down the swarm by killing, like, the tiny guys. You just, like, pierce several coins against the wall.
Nice.
And that brings us to Rathew. Rathew was waiting for his turn and is right up in the coins.
So Churn the Faithless won't do anything to them?
No. Okay. Yeah, no, they don't really have any faith.
I'm going to cast Thunderous Smite onto my battle axe.
All right, your battle axe glows with thunderous energy, whatever that looks like.
Back to Vincent.
No, that's a bonus action. You can attack.
Oh!
Wait, before it was like I did that and that was my whole turn.
I mean, maybe, but I definitely probably misruled that then.
Cool.
Because Thunderous Smite is a bonus action to cast, and then you can use your regular action to attack.
Oh, word. Okay. Great. I'm going to go ahead and swing on him with my battle axe.
Swing
two-handed.
On him. Two-handed, too. What you got there?
12. 14.
14. Their AC is not very good.
Huh?
You hit him.
Okay. And then 1d8. Plus
1d10 plus your strength.
Oh, 1d10 plus my strength.
That was a d12.
Was it?
Yes.
Just a d10?
Yeah, that's a d10.
Thank you.
You can tell because it's got 10 sides. That's a 10.
Oh.
Okay.
Plus my 12.
Worth noting, a d10 has 10 sides, but one of the sides, instead of saying 10, says 0. That side means 10.
Just roll the 0. Just like...
That's very intuitive design.
Yeah, great job.
It actually makes sense when you're rolling a D100, but...
Great. Hit him for 12.
Hit him for 12. You slice your battle axe through them two-handed, cutting coins in half, and like there's a gem you catch that just goes in two. And it's very cool.
Nice. What does my Thunder Smite do? What does it add to the mix?
It'll add a D8.
Oh, right.
So yeah, add that.
One. A single.
13.
All
right, Vincent, we're back around to the mimics, actually.